Yeah, are you really want me to tell you exactly how I feel?
Yes, please. I can take it.
I would like you to speak in your normal voice.
This is it.
No.
Yes.
I am a speech and language pathologist. I can hear your normal voice coming out at certain times. And when you sound like an intelligent, normal person, you're funny. I mean, it's great if you just spoke normally. But putting on the funny voice, I find so offensive that I just can't listen to it. I'm not on the air, am I?
Oh, yes, you are, as a matter of fact. But you sound good, so there's no affectation in your voice. But I don't know. I just want to sound different than the other guys. And if sounding different, maybe I get your scorn. I mean, all the great orators of our modern times have had a distinct sound. Winston Churchill. Theodore Roosevelt. The guy that sold the cola nuts and the un-cola nuts. You know? James Earl Jones. I mean, we stand apart. And if that raises your condemnation, well, then so be it. I mean, you can have 50 tapes of guys on the air, but you plug in mine, that's the grease. There's no doubt there. You don't have to look at the guide in the newspaper and compare it with the numbers on your digital readout on your radio to see if you got the grease man show. Look it up. Is this the guy they've been talking? Yes. The second you hear, you know you got Johnny Avocado. Can be no confusion. Like me or hate me, here I am, standing before you, grotesquely overdeveloped, and a man. And if I sound funny, well, I can't help it. Guess I just sound like my daddy! That's how you do. You imitate your father all the time. I mean, jump at Jehoshaphat. People are always amazed. They say, Grease, now, your daddy and your mama, they were married how long? I say, 42 years. Even though she caught him time and time again and countless liaison after liaison after liaison. They got your mama was fit to be tired. She'd walk in on daddy, and there he'd be in their marital bed. Hey, get it! Mama stood there with her hands on her hips. She screamed, Oscar Grease McNally, that is it! The woman daddy was with just pulled the covers up over her head and lay there quietly. Mama went to the closet, took down her suitcase, threw it on the bed, and started throwing her unmentionables in there. Underwears and her brassiers. Daddy said, where the hell do you think you're going? She said, you've embarrassed me for the last time, Oscar. I'm going home to live with my mother. He said, your mother? Who do you think this is? And he whipped the covers back and...
You expect me to swallow that? He's a greasy...